Good morning and welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. We're glad you're here to join with us in worship today. I will remind you that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in our worship, and we invite you to get your communion elements ready at home to share communion with us. I think Vicar Amanda's going to have several announcements, so I'll remind you of some if you don't have any.
Oh, okay.
But I was going to mention to you once again that there are still several openings on our flower chart, even in the next just few weeks. So please contact Debbie in the church office, and she can help you with that. Vicar Amanda, your turn.
All right. Let's see if I can get all the announcements all right. that I have. Okay. So a big thank you to everyone who supported the Lunch on the Lawn lunch yesterday. We had 175 meals that group took down to downtown Columbia and passed out to people that are experiencing hunger and homelessness. So thank you for everyone who donated towards that. Also today, 2 p.m. is our At the Well Bible study. We'll be talking about four women in the New Testament, and that'll be on Zoom at 2 o'clock. There's still time to join in. If you're interested, just email me or text me. I'm at aburke@relu.church, and we can get you the Zoom information for that. All are welcome to join in that study. Also, I'd like to invite anyone that's interested in receiving our graphic devotion Wednesday's Word. It's targeted towards our young adults, but everyone is welcome to receive that. I text it out and put it on Instagram on Wednesdays. So if you're interested, let me know. All right, Pastor Gary, what did I forget?
I thought you might want to say something about the Family Promise announcement that's in the Go and Serve.
I would like to say something. Well, thank you very much for reminding me. So if you check out the Go and Serve, there is a lot of information about Family Promise. This is the time that we are hosting, but we're not hosting in the building because of COVID. But there are many other ways to support Family Promise with financial donations and prayers and other support. So please check that out and Go and Serve.
That was a good. That was the only other one I had for you.
Oh, so I only missed one.
That's right.
Okay, good.
All right. Great, thank you. Let us prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose voice is upon the waters, whose mercy is poured out upon all people,
whose goodness cascades over all creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting
in the abundant grace of God. Holy God, you search us and know us. You are acquainted with all our ways. We confess that our hearts are burdened by sin, our own sins, and the broken systems that bind us. We turn inward, failing to follow your outward way of love. We distrust those who are not like us. We exploit the earth and its resources, and fail to consider generations to come. Forgive us, gracious God, for all we have done and left undone. Even before the words are on our tongues, you know them. Receive them in your divine mercy. Amen. How vast is God's grace! Through the power and promise of Christ Jesus, our sins are washed away, and we are claimed as God's own beloved. Indeed, we are forgiven. In the wake of God's forgiveness, we are called to be the beloved community living out Christ's justice and the Spirit's reconciling peace. Amen. Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray.
Over the waters. Immerse us in your grace and transform us by your Spirit, that we may follow after your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So I thought we'd have a new location for our children's sermon for today. So we're back here in the back of the sanctuary at the baptismal font. And it has water in it. No, it doesn't have water in it. Because there's nobody else here.
We don't have water in our baptismal font today.
But we normally would have water in our baptismal font. And as people come into the church when it's not COVID time, sometimes people dip their finger in that and make the sign of the cross on their foreheads. And it's a reminder of baptism. And it can remind us of our own baptism, or it can remind us of baptism for our siblings or maybe somebody else we've seen in our church. But it can also remind us of Jesus' baptism. So in a little while, Gary's going to read us the scripture that tells us the story of Jesus' baptism. And there was water there because they were in a river, and there were people there, and there was somebody else there too. God was there. And God had the voice that came out of the clouds, and the Spirit of God came down like a dove. And God said, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased." And God claimed Jesus as his own. So when we have baptisms here at Redeemer, who all do we have standing here? I think Pastor Gary probably stands right about here, right? And maybe the grown-ups for the kiddo are here and here. Or maybe if there's an adult being baptized, they might stand right here. And so we have all these people that are around, and we'd have the water in the pool in the baptismal font. But you know what? God is here too. God is present anytime anyone is baptized, and all the time, because God also claims each of us as God's children. And it's so wonderful because we're all a part of God's family. We're all part of the children of God and the body of Christ. And I think that that's really special. So I want everybody to remember that you are a loved child of God. All the time, no matter what, you are a loved child of God. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for the gift of baptism.
For Jesus' baptism, for our baptisms, for everyone else
that is a part of God's family. Help us to remember our baptisms and remember that all the time we are your child. And all God's children said, Amen. Peace and serve with the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, our first lesson for today, a reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep.
while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may remember when I shared this with you about 6 or 7 years ago. Pay attention now. This is a simple explanation of the game of baseball. This is a game played by two teams, one out, the other in. The one that's in sends players out one at a time to see if they can get in before they get out. If they get out before they get in, they come in, but it doesn't count. If they get in before they get out, it does count. When the ones out get 3 outs from the ones in before they get in without being out, the team that's out comes in, and the team in goes out to get those going in out before they get in without being out. When both teams have been in and out 9 times, the game is over. The team with the most in without being out before coming in wins unless the ones in are equal, in which case the last ones in go out to get the ones in out before they get in without being out. The game will end when each team has the same number of ins out, but one team has more in without being out before coming in. Whew. I don't know about y'all, but at this point, I'm not sure who's in or out or up or down. And perhaps that's what's so intriguing about our gospel reading for today. Today is the first Sunday in the season of Epiphany, and this is the church season that seeks to show us that God is made manifest in Jesus. During Epiphany, we begin to see that while Jesus is one of us, Jesus is also much, much more, and that God is manifested in Jesus in special and unique ways. And today, in particular, we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And just like in that simple explanation of baseball, there are lots of ins, outs, ups, and downs that make a difference as part of this story. The first one is an out. The people were coming out to hear and be baptized by John the Baptist.
Mark tells us that John appeared in the wilderness preaching and baptizing, and that all the people of Jerusalem were going out to see and hear him. And I think that's important. There was a hunger for the Word of God. They were anxious and eager to hear the message that John was proclaiming about the one to come. So they were going out. Just like we hunger for the Word of God and are called out of our daily lives to hear God's Word for us. Then suddenly there is a new direction. Up. Jesus himself comes to be baptized, to involve himself in being part of the forgiveness and love that God offers in baptism. He's baptized, and then he comes up from the water. Now, part of the beauty of baptism is that we drown to our old way of life and rise to new life in God. Well, for Jesus, his baptism marks that the old way of relating to God has passed away. And as Jesus comes up out of the water, a new way of relating to God, a way of love and mercy and grace, has begun in him. The people came out. Jesus comes up. The Holy Spirit comes down. This is perhaps the most exciting part. Mark tells us that as Jesus came up from the water, the heavens were ripped apart, torn asunder, and the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus, and a voice from heaven thundered, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And just like that, in our own baptisms, God says those same words to us. "You are my child, my child. You are loved. I take delight in you." What better words could we hear? But there's more. You see, so often we tend to confine God to the realm of heaven. There's even a common phrase, "God's in his heaven and all is right with the world." But notice here, the heavens are ripped open and suddenly God can't be confined in heaven anymore. God has been let loose in the world. And from this moment on, Jesus heads out to minister, to preach and to teach, to heal, to care, to forgive and to love. From this moment on, Jesus goes out with the message of God's love to care for the least of these, to reach to the downtrodden and outcast and forgotten, and to give his life for all the world. And here's the thing. As he is sent out, so are we. His mission is our mission. The people came out. Jesus came up. The Holy Spirit comes down. And we are sent out. One night, a little boy and his dad went for a before-bedtime walk. After a few minutes of silence, Dad decided to test the boy's knowledge of where he lived. "How far are we from home?" Dad asked. The child answered, "I don't know." Dad tried again. "Well, where are you?" Again, the boy answered, "I don't know." Then his dad said good-naturedly, "Sounds to me like you're lost, son." And with a confident grin, the boy looked up at his dad and responded, "Nope. I can't be lost. I'm with you." In all the ins, outs, ups, and downs of life, Take heart. We aren't lost. God is with us. Amen.
Let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of new life, you are the source of all life, redemption, and reconciliation. You constantly seek to bring your people and your creation ever closer to yourself. In this new year, help us to seek your grace and mercy. Guide us to you, to rest in the promises of new life in your love. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, you are the source of all wholeness. You are the balm for every scar and wound. You offer comfort to a weary world. God, our society is reeling from unrest and violence. We see conflict within the U.S. and across the world. Set a spirit of peace in each of us. Calm our communities. Bring rest and wholeness to our world. Lord, in your mercy. Your God of all creation, you made everything beautiful and called it good. Your creativity, beauty, and love shines through all of what you have made and continue to create. God, we have marred your good creation with racism, injustice, hatred, colonization, and greed. Help us repent, seek justice, and heal the world of these wounds. Lord, in your mercy. God of wholeness, you comfort all of your children in times of need. You bring peace, understanding, compassion, and forgiveness. God, your children around the world are ravaged by the COVID virus, by cancer, by mental illness, and a host of sufferings. We have people and situations on our hearts and minds that we lift up in prayer to you now. Lord, in your mercy. God of faith, hope, and love, through everything your creation experiences, you are there. When your people groan in pain, you are there. When creation cries out in suffering, you are suffering alongside. Remind us of your never-ending love. Remind us of your constant presence. Remind us that you, God, are Lord of all. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is our right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Christ Jesus, at this table, we have feasted on your very life and are strengthened for our journey. Send us forth from this banquet, nourished in body and spirit, to proclaim your good news and serve others in your name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.